game. Now stop humming, it's everything to change. That warp tool made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint that I know they gon' copy. Top humming intros always go the hardest, cause this is America's game.
Hey everybody, welcome back to America's Game, episode number 56. I am your host, Eric Vanek, and you can find me on Twitter at EricVanekNFL. You can also follow the show at America's Game Pod on Twitter as well. And also follow at South Harmon FF on Twitter. That's where you can find all the shows for South Harmon, all the YouTubes, all the live streams, all that good stuff. You can follow that on YouTube and Twitter, that both of those handles. So make sure you guys subscribe, follow there. You get all of our notifications whenever we're putting out some new shows. But yeah, America's Game, episode 56. Welcome back in. And this week, like I said, moving week for me. So I'm doing this one solo. One more time. Next week should be back to normal. Should get some guests back on here. And just right in time here for the football season. We're done with week two preseason, kicking off week three preseason here coming this week. And then we're going to have final roster cutdowns coming already. We had a couple of cuts already today, like Salvin Ahmed got cut by Miami. Dylan Johnson got cut again by the Panthers this time. You know, you're going to have a couple cuts there, and these teams are going to be crunching down for roster spots, and everybody's going to be looking to see, oh, who's available out there and try and make their teams better. I know, just kind of listening to the Carolina Panthers GM Dan Morgan a little bit, he said they're doing extensive work on everybody else's rosters right now to get their roster better, because they have the first waiver claim on every single player in the league. So they're going to take advantage of it. Expect Carolina to be really aggressive on the waiver wire. So if any of the big names do get cut, I would expect Carolina to be in on a few of those guys. So with that, you know, solo show, like I said, again this week, we're going to kick it off. We're going to talk about every single game this week from preseason. I ended up watching some highlights on every single game, so I got some news and notes for each one. We'll kind of talk about it and some of the roster spots for some of these players. So we'll start with the Thursday game, which was Philadelphia and New England. So we're going to take a look here at the Philadelphia side of things first. So Kenny Pickett, obviously he got the start, and he's going to be the backup, but it was a real conservative game for him. 11 for 13, like to see that, but only 67 yards. So he's not pushing the ball down the field or anything like that. But I expected Kenny Pickett to be the backup to Jalen Hurts this season, especially when they traded for him. So not too worried about it there. The third stringer, though, I think that's pretty much locked up, and I think it's going to be Tanner McKee. He had a really good game, 15 for 19, 140 yards, no touchdowns or picks or anything, but I thought he played pretty solid there against New England and looked pretty good. So yeah, that would be my three quarterbacks here I'm expecting for Philadelphia this year. It's going to be Jalen Hurts, Kenny Pickett, and Tanner McKee. Will Greer also got in there, but he's probably on the practice squad if they are going to keep him. Running back wise here for the Eagles, so Saquon Barkley didn't play. And so you had Will Shipley out there for a couple carries, 5 for 15. Kenny Gainwell, I think he started the game. He was only 3 for 8 on the ground. He had 3 catches for 10 yards. Shipley had 4 catches for 31 yards. So I think that's going to be your 2 and 3s with Shipley and Gainwell. And they're probably only going to keep 3 running backs realistically on this team. So I expect it to be Barkley, Shipley, and Gainwell right now. Who's the 2? Who's the 3? Who knows at this point? I think Will Shipley has played better so far. So if it was my decision, decision, I would be taking Will Shipley there. And Gainwell, this is the last year of his contract here with the Eagles, his rookie contract. So there's no even guarantee that he's even back next year unless it's on a probably a cheap deal for them. Some of the other running backs, Tyrion Davis Price, he had 4 carries for 28 yards. Lou Nichols, 4 carries for 10 yards. Kendall Milton, he had 2 carries for 2 yards, and he scored a touchdown on the goal line. That was about it for the Eagles. Running backs, I could see, you know, one of these guys making their practice squad, maybe two, but trying to pick out which one right now is going to be a little bit harder. I think it was Lou Nichols. I think he would have the leg up, but, you know, if Tyrion Davis Price has another, you know, okay game, I could see him sneaking in there. Wide receivers here. So obviously AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, those guys are locked in. Johnny Wilson, I believe he is a little banged up, so they kept him out of this game, so he did not play. John Ross, he suffered a concussion in this game, so he only had 1 catch for 9 yards, but he's been a pretty steady piece of this offense so far. So a lot of the other younger guys got some run in this game. So Joseph Nagata, 5 catches for 88 yards in this one. E.J. Jenkins had 5 catches for 47 yards. Austin Watkins Jr., 3 for 28. So those are your main receivers that did anything in this game. Aeneas Smith only had 1 catch. I know Aeneas Smith was kind of a guy people liked coming out of college. It just everything sounds like so far he is really struggling. So I personally don't think Aeneas Smith is going to make this roster, not over like Johnny Wilson. I bet you they probably keep Paris Campbell, who's been hurt. John Ross has been better so far as well. So I'm expecting Aeneas Smith not to make this roster this year. You know, so as far as any of these other guys, Nagata, Jenkins, Watkins, I'm not expecting them to make the roster either, but it's good to see that they can produce in the NFL. And then the tight ends, I mean, I don't even know if one of them caught a ball. It doesn't even look like it. I don't see Goddard. I don't see Uzama. I don't see Calcaterra. So I'm not even worried about the tight ends there for Philadelphia. Over to the New England side of things. So Jacoby Brissett started. 3 for 7, 17 yards, 1 interception, a little rough. And that's, if you read some of the transcripts of what happened at the team scrimmages against the Eagles and Patriots this week, that Eagles defense was absolutely eating the Patriots offensive line alive. And it was, you know, some of the main guys didn't play. Jalen Carter didn't play. Brandon Graham didn't play in this game, stuff like that. But, you know, that Eagles defensive line is going to be a problem. And they were a major problem for the Patriots, who don't have that great of an offensive line so far. So Jacoby Brissett, he struggled a little bit. 3 for 7, 17 yards, 1 interception. Drake May came in and played after that. 6 for 11, 47 yards. He had 4 carries for 15 yards and ran one in on the goal line there. So I thought Jake May actually played pretty decent, definitely played better than he did his first week. You know, the camp reports have been up and down on him, but I thought this was a good showing from Drake May. There was one pass that's going around on Twitter. It was an incomplete pass, but the way he moved in the pocket, stepped up and fired one down the field was a really nice play from Drake May, even though it wasn't complete. So, I mean, it hasn't been announced that Jacoby Brissett is going to be the starter yet. I believe he's going to be, and give Drake May a little bit of time to sit on the bench and, you know, pick up the game from there a little bit. But Drake May is going to play sooner rather than later, obviously, being the third overall pick. Joe Milton, he struggled a little bit more in this one. He was 2 for 7 for 20 yards. He had a couple carries, 3 carries for 9 yards. So Joe Milton, after a really good preseason week one, you know, struggled a little bit here in week two. And then Bailey Zappe, 3 for 4, 29 yards. I think Bailey Zappe is probably going to be cut here sooner rather than later, probably going to go on to another team. Running backs, Ramondre Stevenson did get the start. He had 6 carries for 18 yards and then wrapped up his day. So that's all you want to see from Ramondre. At least he's healthy. Kevin Harris was the best running back after that. 3 carries for 16 yards. Antonio Gibson had a couple carries, 4 for 8. Michael Hasty, 2 for 3. So nothing spectacular here. I would say, you know, Stevenson and Gibson definitely are the 1 and 2. I would give Kevin Harris the leg up right now as the RB3 for the Patriots. And if I'm on a deep dynasty team, Kevin Harris would be the guy I'd want to own right now. Receiving wise, so Hasty did catch one ball for 23 yards, so that was good to see. But receiver wise, Kayshon Boutte led the team, 3 catches for 23 yards in this one. Boutte had a good first week of preseason. Second week here, you know, led the team in receiving yards for the receivers, even though it's only 23 yards. But it's good to see that Boutte is playing a little bit better. I think he's got a good shot to like get the last roster spot there for the wide receivers, even though, you know, believe it or not, the wide receivers are there. They're deep for the Patriots. They just don't have any stars. So obviously Jalen Polk is there. Javon Baker's there. They're 2 rookie draft picks. So those guys are probably making the team. Obviously you have DeMario Douglas is going to make the team. KJ Osborne is going to make the team. You know, Jalen Reagor is probably going to make the team as their return man. So that's 5 there. I'm missing, Kendrick Bourne, he hasn't played yet, he'll make the team, so that's 6. Tyquan Thornton probably makes the team too, so that's 7. So they have some pretty deep wide receivers here. I mean, Boutte, is he gonna crack the receiving core as the 8th guy? I don't know. And the more I think about it, you know, teams usually don't keep 8 receivers, but they might have to, or maybe they try and make a trade here. You know, none of the other receivers really stood out too much. Baker did have a catch for 12 yards, but that's about it. Yeah, nothing really too major here stood out for the receivers. Tight ends, David Wallace, 2 for 16. Mitchell Wilcox, 1 for 4. Austin Hooper, 1 for 9. Hunter Henry did not play, but it's going to be Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, and probably Jaheim Bell is going to be the 3 tight ends in this one. Jaheim Bell did not record a catch or a target in this game as well. All right, next game we're going to move on to, we are going to go here to the Falcons and the Ravens. So let's start with that one on the Atlanta side of the ball. So Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. both sat out in this game. Raheem Morris said he saw what he needed to see from Penix in week 1. He ain't going to probably play the rest of the preseason along with Cousins. So Heinicke got the start here, 8 for 16, 114 yards. I thought he struggled a little bit. You know, it's Taylor Heinicke, so it is what it is. John Paddock, he was the backup there, the third stringer, and he probably makes the team if Heinicke does get traded here, you know, to a quarterback needy team. There's a couple of them out there that could use a solid backup like Heinicke, so be on the lookout for that kind of a trade. But 9 for 17, 78 yards there from John Paddock. Running backs here. So Jace McClellan led the rushing here, 11 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown from the former running back from Alabama. I thought that was a good showing from him. I liked what I saw from Jace McClellan in this one. Carlos Washington Jr., who I talked about last week, 9 for 39. He's the RB4 on this team, probably goes to the practice squad again like he was last year. Spencer Brown, 4 for 26 on the ground. And that's about it from the running backs there. I didn't really see, you know, anything too bad from either of them. But I liked what I saw from McClellan, especially on the touchdown run. That was a nice play. Wide receiver. So Chris Blair led the wide receivers here. 4 catches for 91 yards. This is a receiving core that just does not have a lot of playmakers on it. So we'll see what happens here. Maybe Chris Blair is a guy who could sneak on as like the 5th or 6th option here if he keeps having a couple nice games. Jesse Matthews had 5 catches for 38 yards in this one. Josh Ali, 1 for 19. Casey Washington, he had 6 targets in this game and didn't catch any of them. So obviously I did not see every single target of his, but Casey Washington was a guy early on that was getting some hype. He'll make the team, but he's going to have to do a little bit better than that. Tight ends, OJ Hilaire, 1 for 16. John Fitzpatrick, 3 for 14, but none of those guys are really fantasy relevant. Tight ends are, on to Baltimore now for quarterbacks. So Josh Johnson did get the start, and he was perfect in this one. 11 for 11, 120 yards, and 1 touchdown. I'm glad to see Josh Johnson get it together a little bit here, because last week I thought he looked poor. The practice report sounded like he'd been looking poor. But yeah, he came on in this one, 11 for 11, 120 and a touchdown. That's all you could ask from your backup quarterback. So really good game there from Josh Johnson. Devin Leary was in next. He went 3 for 5 for 24 yards. And then they put Emory Jones in, and Emory Jones had 7 for 9, 100 yards and a touchdown. Emory Jones, the former Florida quarterback, then he moved on and went to Cincinnati. You know, definitely in the mold of Josh Johnson and Lamar Jackson, a little bit more of a scrambler. Didn't run the ball too much in this game. Actually, he didn't even have a carry in this game. But Emory Jones, somebody that I think they could keep on the practice squad here and develop him. So I didn't expect Emory Jones to make the team, at least on the practice squad. I still like Devin Leary quite a bit. I'd like to see him get the start in the third preseason game and almost play at least half the game or, you know, before he switches over with Emory Jones. So hopefully they do that in the third preseason game and let Devin Leary start. Running backs here. So Chris Collier led the team in rushing, 12 for 29. John Kelly had 5 for 21 in this one. Owen Wright, who got a little bit of buzz last week, he had 8 for 9. So nothing great there. Chris Collier also had 2 catches for 22 yards. John Kelly had 2 for 8. So nothing too spectacular there from the running backs. But obviously no Derrick Henry, no Justice Hill. Rasheen Ali, I'm guessing Rasheen Ali's hurt because I haven't seen him pop up in this one. But yeah, that's it for the running backs here from Baltimore. On to the wide receivers now. So Dayton Wade caught a big touchdown pass. That was the one from Emory Jones, 2 for 67, 56 yard touchdown catch for Dayton Wade there. That was a really nice play. I liked it was a beautiful throw from Emory Jones on that one. So good play from him for the undrafted rookie. I don't think Dayton Wade makes the team, but he's probably going to be on their practice squad. Keith Kirkwood had a couple catches, 2 for 37. He's been around the league quite a bit. Tylan Wallace made a nice catch, 1 for 31. I like seeing that. Malik Cunningham, he's switched over from quarterback to receiver now, 3 for 28. Anthony Miller, who they just signed, 3 for 16. And that's it for the wide receivers that I saw. Tight ends, you know, obviously Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely did not play. Charlie Kohler had 1 for 6. Riley Sharp, 1 for 15. So, yeah, nothing too major there from the tight ends either. But, you know, it's Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely on this team. Those guys, you don't need to see them in the preseason. All right, let's go over now to the Vikings and the Cleveland Browns. So we're going to start here on the Vikings side of the ball for this one. And obviously quarterback here, they had Nick Mullins starting this one. He was 11 for 21 and a touchdown for 135 yards. Nick Mullins actually looked pretty good in this one. He was firing some darts down the field, so I liked what I saw from him. Jaren Hall, he was 4 for 5, 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. Couple really nice touchdown throws from Jaren Hall too later on in the game. So that was nice to see. You know, nothing in the rushing game there. Matt Corral did play the last series. He had just signed with the Vikings after the J.J. McCarthy injury. They brought Matt Corral in. He didn't throw the ball. You know, just came in there for a couple kneel downs. He also got sacked in the end zone for a safety. So not a great start to Matt Corral's Viking career, but I would assume next week he would get a little bit more run. So we'll see what happens there. Right now, I think with McCarthy being out for the year, Nick Mullins is making the team. Jaren Hall is making the team. Right now, Nick Mullins is probably going to be the backup with Jaren Hall as the third. Running backs here. So Aaron Jones did not play in this one. Ty Chandler did not play in this one. So we had Kenne and Wongnu. He is the one who started, and he actually had a really good game, 7 for 45. Kenne and Wongnu, he's just a smaller back. You could tell he's inexperienced. You know, just hasn't run the ball too much, but man, he gets an open space. He can hit a crease and go. He's just got that incredible speed from him. Miles Gaskin, he had a couple really nice runs too, 9 for 45 in this one. I don't know if Miles Gaskin's going to make this team, but if they do keep 4, I think he's got the leg up over a Dwayne McBride. And, you know, Dwayne McBride was a rookie last year that got a lot of hype and hasn't done shit in 2 years. So, you know, if they want to keep him on the practice squad, I think that's doable. But I don't think anybody is going to come and pick him up. All right, wide receivers now. So Jashawn Jones, he's one of the ones who caught a deep touchdown pass from Jaren Hall in the fourth quarter. This is a UDFA that's gotten some buzz there for making some plays in practice, and he makes a big play here in the game. 1 for 71 and a touchdown. Tristan Jackson, man, he had a couple plays. I think they got called back on some penalties or something, but Tristan Jackson, man, this guy was making play after play after play watching this game. 3 for 39 and a touchdown catch from Nick Mullins, which was a really nice throw from Mullins. Tristan Jackson, he should make this team. I know he's probably the fifth wide receiver, maybe six if you're counting Trent Sherfield over him. But I think Tristan Jackson is going to make this team the way he's played this preseason. And if he doesn't, that might be a team like, you know, like I talked about earlier with Carolina. Carolina might come a calling for a Tristan Jackson type if he doesn't make the team. But I would expect him to. Jalen Naylor, he was started there with Nick Mullins too. He had one catch for 31 yards. Really nice play by Jalen Naylor as well. Trent Sherfield, who I mentioned, 1 for 23. Brandon Powell, who's the fourth receiver, 2 for 19. So a couple nice plays there from the Vikings wide receivers. Tight ends. Nick Muse, he had 3 for 19. He made a couple nice plays. Trey Knox, 1 for 9. Nick Muse is probably going to be, you know, if they keep four tight ends, he would be the fourth. You're going to have Johnny Munt, Josh Oliver, and when TJ Hockenson comes back, TJ Hockenson would be the starter, obviously. So Nick Muse might make the roster initially here with TJ Hockenson going on the PUP. That's kind of how I would see it going. Going over to Cleveland now. So Dorian Thompson-Robinson did get the start. Looked pretty solid. 13 for 17, 126 yards and a pick. No rushing stats from him. Tyler Huntley, he came in second. 14 for 20, 135 yards, two picks. Ran the ball four times for 19 yards. So it's an interesting battle here to see who the third quarterback is going to be. I would think Dorian Thompson-Robinson has the leg up over Tyler Huntley, and that should mean Tyler Huntley could be a trade piece for somebody. Baltimore might come back calling, maybe pick him up, or one of these other teams. So I don't see the Browns end up keeping four quarterbacks. Running back, so Deontay Foreman, he got the start, 10 carries for 18 yards, but he did have a touchdown at the goal line. Good to see Deontay Foreman back out there. Pierre Strong, 3 for 2. Deontay Foreman returned a kick. Yeah, I don't know if Pierre Strong's going to make this team, honestly. I think a lot of my leagues that I did have him, I've ended up cutting him. So if you have Pierre Strong Jr. and you're worried he's eating up a roster spot, I think I'm okay going ahead and cut him. Aiden Robbins, the UDFA as well, he had 6 carries for 17 yards in the game. Deontay Foreman also, 5 catches for 46 yards. So catching those little dump-offs, Foreman showed he can catch the ball a little bit too. So Deontay Foreman is definitely one of my sneaky early, or especially late-round picks that I like to pick in round 18 of like an underdog draft. Deontay Foreman could have some touchdown upside here in the early part of the year without Nick Chubb. So I definitely like Deontay Foreman this year. All right, on to the receiving game. So it was a lot of the tight ends making catches here. So they're at the top of the leaderboard here. But Treyton Welch, 2 for 26. That was a later on. Jamari Thrash, 3 for 25. I think the fifth round pick is definitely going to make this team. He's looked pretty solid in the little bit of opportunities that Jamari Thrash has had. Jalen Darden, 2 for 21. James Prochet, 1 for 17. Matt Landers, 1 for 5. I think a lot of those guys are probably on the outside looking in to make the roster. Tight ends here. So obviously Njoku did get banged up a little bit this week in practice. Didn't play in this game. But Zaire Mitchell-Payton, the UDFA they've had for a couple years now, is finally turning it on. Four catches for 59 yards. Really athletic young tight end. Like what I saw from him. Giovanni Ritchie, who they signed from the Panthers this offseason, he had four catches for 32 yards. Jordan Akins, two for 15. He's probably going to be the backup tight end this year for the Browns. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if they keep three tight ends or four tight ends. You know, usually they've had Harrison Bryant in the past. They don't have him this year. So I'm not going to keep, like, any of these third or four tight ends on the Browns. I'm not even keeping Jordan Akins, to be honest. I just want Njoku. And that is going to be it for that game. So let's go on. We'll go to our next game here. We're going to go to the Bengals and the Bears game. So Bengals side of the ball first. Joe Burrow didn't play. None of the big-time players played in this game. But Logan Woodside did get the start. 17 for 25, 132 yards, two picks. It's Logan Woodside. What do you expect? Rocky Lombardi was in next, 4 for 8, 33 yards. Jake Browning is a little bit banged up. I think he's going to miss a week or two, they said. So that's why he did not play in this game. Running back wise here, so obviously the main starters did not play in this one. You know, no Zach Moss, no Chase Brown, but Noah Kane got in there, 8 for 28. Travion Williams was the starter, 6 for 22. Elijah Collins, UDFA, 8 for 21. Chris Evans, if you did not hear, he suffered a patellar tendon rupture in practice. He tore that, so he is out for the season, and that is a extremely difficult injury to come back from. It's like one of those, you know, almost like an Achilles injury, but even worse for players. So if you had Chris Evans on any of your rosters, feel free to drop him. His career is most likely not going to ever return to any prominence. Not like there was much anyways, to be honest. Two catches for 19 yards for Travion out of the backfield as well. Elijah Collins, 2 for 15. Noah Kane, 2 for 10. So good to see some of these running backs are showing some of the receiving versatility that they have. But as of right now, I mean, you know, Chase Brown, Zach Moss, and Travion Williams will make this team. If they do keep a fourth running back, it might come down to this third preseason game between Noah Kane and Elijah Collins, to be honest. Wide receiver, so Kwame Lassiter, he is the one who led the team. Five catches for 33 yards on seven targets. Jermaine Burton had a catch for 19 yards. And Shedrick Jackson, 2 for 10. So that's about it there from the receivers. Not much happened there. Tight ends, though, you know, Tanner McLaughlin, 2 for 19. One of my favorite tight ends. Tanner Hudson, 2 for 16. Eric All, 1 for 5. So obviously Gesicki's a little banged up too, I believe, right now. So he did not play. It's going to be interesting to see what the Bengals do at the tight end spot. Do they end up keeping four tight ends? Because they legit have, you know, Gesicki, Drew Sample, Tanner McLaughlin, Tanner Hudson, and Eric All Jr. Could, you know, they should keep four tight ends. They could also shop one of these guys as well. So we'll see what happens there. On to the Chicago Bears now. So Caleb Williams got the start here. He went 6 for 13, 75 yards. He also had a touchdown at the goal line where he kind of ran around and then ran it in himself. Really nice play from Caleb. Caleb had a couple nice darts down the field too. Yeah, Caleb's looking like he's ready to go for the season. So it's good to see Caleb Williams out there looking really good. Tyson Bagenet, he had a really solid game. 7 for 8, 87 yards, and two touchdowns from Bagenet. He hit those touchdowns both in the third quarter, both of those to Dante Pettis. But, yeah, Tyson Bagenet, I think he's locked up that backup quarterback job for the Bears. He looked really good. Brett Rypien, who we saw in the Hall of Fame game look really good, was really good again. 3 for 4 on 53 yards. So I think these are going to be your three quarterbacks here for the Chicago Bears this year. On to the running backs now. So Khalil Herbert led the way, 5 for 31. Valus Jones, 6 for 13. So not much there from Valus Jones. Nothing there from Roschon Johnson. I think Roschon might be banged up too, if I remember correctly. Ian Wheeler, who had a couple of nice plays last week, only 2 for 4 in this one. Travis Homer, 4 for 3. So nothing too major there from the running backs in this game. Let's look at the wide receivers now. So I mentioned Dante Pettis earlier, 3 catches, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns. Pettis probably has a good shot to make the team as the 5th or 6th wide receiver, so good to see him show up a little bit. Romo Dunze had a really nice catch from Caleb, 1 for 45. That was just a rope down the field from Caleb to Rome, so good to see those guys hooking up. Freddie Swain, 1 for 25. Tyler Scott, 1 for 17. Nasimba Webster, 1 for 11. That's about it. Keenan Allen and DJ Moore both got a target but didn't catch it from Caleb before they got pulled out of there. And then tight ends. So Brendan Bates, 1 for 23 in this one. Cole Kmet, 1 for 9. Gerald Everett, 2 for 10. You know, I was kind of listening to somebody talk about it with the Bears and the kind of way they used Kmet and Gerald Everett in the preseason game. Like Shane Waldron, you kind of think about what he did last year with Seattle. I mean, he used 3 tight ends and they literally played like 33% of the snaps each every single week, unless there was an injury to one of them between Parkinson, Disley, and Fant. We could see a lot of that again this year. Could they be switching Kmet and Everett? Could they only be getting 50 and 50% of the snaps and really split it up? So kind of have to think about that a little bit with Cole Kmet this year. We'll see what happens. Next game up we're going to talk about is going to be the Giants and the Texans. So we'll start here with the New York Giants side of the ball. So Daniel Jones did get a start. He was 11 for 18, 138 yards. He did throw 2 picks. Only had 1 carry for 12 yards. But nice to see Daniel Jones fully recovered from that ACL that he suffered last year. He's out there and playing, so that was good. Tommy DeVito was the second guy through with Drew Locke being hurt right now. So Tommy DeVito, 10 for 19, 75 yards. I think DeVito is going to end up making the team, especially with Locke being hurt to start the year, most likely. Running back, so Devin Singletary, he started here. He had 10 carries for 20 yards, 1 touchdown. Not great or ideal, obviously, to only have 20 yards for your starting running back on 10 carries, but it is what it is with this Giants poor offensive line. Eric Gray, the hero from last week, he had 3 carries for 18 yards, 5 catches for 22 yards in this one. So Eric Gray continuing to get it done in the receiving game. They did sign Josh Kelly, the former Chargers running back, this week. He did get in there, 4 carries for 4 yards only, but just wanted to bring him up that he did sign with them. Dante Miller didn't get any run in this game. I don't know if he got hurt as well. Don't remember seeing that, but yeah, Dante Miller did not get any run in this game. Wide receivers, so Darius Slayton, obviously one of the starters, 3 for 59. Malik Nabers, 4 for 54 in this one. Malik Nabers caught a really nice couple balls from Daniel Jones. I think Malik Nabers, you know, he should get 120 plus targets this year. Malik Nabers should have a really good rookie year. Other receivers here, Isaiah Hodgins, 2 for 14. Wandale Robinson, 1 for 13. Allen Robinson, 1 for 10. So, obviously, this wide receiver core here is difficult to predict. So, obviously, Darius Slayton, Malik Nabers, Wandale Robinson, Jalen Hyatt, those 4 are going to make the team pretty easily for me. Does Allen Robinson make the team as a wide receiver 5? Is it even worth having? You know, Isaiah McKenzie has returning ability. He's been their main kick return guy. So I believe Isaiah McKenzie should have a leg up there for the wide receiver 5 job. Wide receiver 6 is probably between Isaiah Hodgins, Allen Robinson. Do they keep a 7th? We'll see what happens there with the wide receivers. Tight end, so John Giles, he had 1 for 20. Jack Stoll, 2 for 15. I know Giles is a receiver, I'm sorry. Jack Stoll, 2 for 15. Theo Johnson did get in this one, 1 for 4. It doesn't look like Daniel Bellinger recorded a target in this game. But yeah, it kind of sounds like Theo Johnson might end up being the starter for this team. I thought it was going to be Bellinger, but yeah, Theo Johnson, you know, in some of your best ball drafts coming up here, that might not be a bad, like, last round flyer target. Just kind of see what happens here with Theo Johnson. Really good measurables and testing scores and all that. Never really got the chance to really shine at Penn State. Maybe Theo Johnson, he can make a nice little play for himself this year with the New York Giants. On to Houston. So C.J. Stroud did get the start, and he was really good. You know, on point with everything, 7 for 10, 88 yards. You know, C.J. Stroud, he's set up for a monster year, especially with these three receivers, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell all running on full cylinders right now. This is going to be a special year for C.J. Stroud, I think, as long as everybody stays healthy. Next man through, Tim Boyle, 10 for 15, 94 yards. Case Keenum, 7 for 13, 73 yards and a touchdown as well. Keenum was second through, and then Boyle. Sorry about that. But Case Keenum fired a nice touchdown in there to John Mechie. John Mechie had a really nice game, which we'll get here to in a minute. But nice to see those guys out there. Davis Mills did not play in this one. Running back, so J.J. Taylor, 5 for 36 in this one. Cam Akers, 6 for 29. British Brooks, the UNC running back that was UDFA, 5 carries for 23 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jawar Jordan, 8 for 16, the running back from Louisville. Damian Pierce, only 4 for 5. Dare Ogunwale, 2 for 4. There's been some rumors that, you know, does Damian Pierce even make this team? Is he a trade candidate to a Dallas Cowboys or something like that? So that is going to be something that's going to be looked at here for the coming day. So we'll have to watch and see what happens there. John Mechie, who I mentioned, he had 6 for 68 and a touchdown from Case Keenum there. Nice to see John Mechie making some plays here. I think he ends up making the roster still. Jawar Jordan, he had 4 catches for 42 yards, so nice to see him do some stuff in the receiving game. Dalton Schultz caught 3 for 39 with the first team there. Nico Collins had a really nice catch, 1 for 24. Steven Sims, 2 for 20. Xavier Hutchinson, 2 for 20. Diggs caught a ball for 9 yards as well. So obviously you're going to have your top three. Robert Woods should make this team. John Mechie should make this team. You still have Noah Brown, who's been injured. He hasn't really played yet. So that would be your sixth guy. Xavier Hutchinson, they drafted. They like him. So do they end up keeping 7 receivers? Tight ends, obviously, I just mentioned Schultz, Brevin Jordan, 2 for 16, Dalton Keene, 2 for 12. That's probably going to be your top two tight ends. Cade Stover, obviously, has had a really good camp. He'll probably be in there. Dalton Keene and Tegan Quateriano, probably not going to make the team unless they do keep 4 tight ends there for the Texans. Next game up is going to be the Lions and the Chiefs. So starting here with the Lions side of the ball, Nate Sudfeld ended up getting the start, 14 for 27, 196 yards and a touchdown. I thought Sudfeld actually played really well in this game, even though, 14 for 27 is not a great completion percentage there, but I thought he looked pretty good. And we'll see if he is the backup. I mean, he has gone in before Hendon Hooker both games. But, man, Hendon Hooker looked really good, too. 12 for 15, 150 yards, 5 for 11 on the ground, and a rushing touchdown. Definitely the best football I have seen Hendon Hooker play in the NFL so far. So that's not very much with the preseason work. But I thought Hendon Hooker definitely looked his best today in this game that he played. So really excited to see what Hendon Hooker can do. If somebody dropped Hendon Hooker for some reason in your leagues and it's a deeper league, pick him up. That's definitely a guy you want to pick up right now for sure if he happens to be out there on your waiver wires. Running back, so Zonovan Knight led the way at 8 carries for 36 yards. Sione Vaki, 6 for 22. Jake Funk, 8 for 13. Craig Reynolds 1-for-5. So I think Sione Vaki is definitely going to make the team as probably their third running back. With Jahmyr Gibbs, his hamstring injury, I think they probably keep four running backs, and it's probably between Zonovan Knight and Craig Reynolds. Do they like Craig Reynolds so much that they only gave him one carry? They know what they've seen what they know, you know, need to see from Craig Reynolds. Do they want to see what Zonovan Knight has? So maybe this is a little bit of an audition there for Zonovan Knight to show if he is better than Craig Reynolds. But I think ultimately they end up keeping Craig Reynolds. Wide receiver. So Isaiah Williams, the former Illinois quarterback turned receiver. Really nice game here. 6 catches for 71 yards. You know, he also had, he's back there for the kick returns and punt returns, or for punt returns right now. I think Isaiah Williams makes this team too. He's been a useful piece for them, especially in the receiving game and in special teams. So I like what I've seen from Isaiah Williams so far. Caden Davis, he had a touchdown catch from Sudfeld. That was a really nice play down the field. It was kind of not a broken play, but just the defenders got confused. Was wide open there, and Caden Davis just took it down the field. Maurice Alexander, he had 2-for-40. Tom Kennedy, 3-for-31. Darius Fountain caught 2-for-15 in this game. I think Darius Fountain has a shot to be the number 3 wide receiver on this team. Donovan Peoples-Jones playing late into the game again, 1-for-5. We'll see what happens there. I think he makes the team, but you know, I'm not really counting on him to make a big splash here. Tight ends. James Mitchell, 1-for-13. Yeah, that's it. Shane Gilstra, 1-for-5. So obviously Laporta, Brock Wright weren't in there at all. So nothing too much to mention from the tight ends there for the Lions. All right, on to the Chiefs now. So obviously Mahomes did get the start here. 8-for-14, 93 yards. Had some really nice plays to Xavier Worthy. Obviously Rashee Rice too. Yeah, just Mahomes is looking like he's going to have a monster season too. Carson Wentz came in next, 5-for-10, 31 yards and a touchdown. And that touchdown was to Xavier Worthy. Really nice play from Wentz to Worthy on that one. Chris Oladokun was in next. He went 6-for-7, 99 yards and a touchdown. And that was a 64-yard pass to Cornell Powell. And Cornell Powell just outran everybody on the Lions to make a nice play there. So that was good to see. Ian Book came in last, 2-for-4, 16 yards. I think they probably keep Mahomes and Wentz. Oladokun, they probably put him on the practice squad again. That's what I would think. But if not, he's the third quarterback. Running back, so Denarik Prince led the team in rushing, 7 carries for 47 yards. One of them was a 41-yard run, though, so his other carries weren't great, but the 41-yard run was a really nice play from Prince, showed a lot of explosion. Carson Steele, so that's a guy that people were picking up last week. He was out there with Patrick Mahomes, so they obviously like Carson Steele. I think he's more of like a fullback, H-back type. He can be used like in short yardage situations. He was out there pass protecting for Patrick Mahomes. So that shows me a lot that they trust Carson Steele to be out there in some pretty decent situations here. So, you know, do with that information what you will. Am I picking up Carson Steele? Probably not. I don't think I have any of him. But he was out there with the first team. He was out there with Patrick Mahomes. He was out there pass protecting. So I think he ends up making the team. They probably keep four running backs right now with Clyde Edwards-Helaire banged up. But Pacheco, CEH, Prince, and Carson Steele, I think they end up keeping as their four running backs here. Keontae Ingram only had 1 carry for 4 yards. Pacheco did have 1 carry for 2 yards. Imani Bailey, 2 carries for 0 yards. So nothing from the other running backs is really standing out too much. Wide receivers, I mentioned Powell had the big play. Xavier Worthy, 3-for-62 and a touchdown. You could definitely see Worthy and Mahomes have a really good connection. The speed is evident there for Worthy. Rashee Rice, 4-for-35. Justin Watson, 1-for-20. Nico Remigio, 2 for 16. He also had a really nice kick return. That's really it from the receivers that we had so far. Tight end, so Kelsey did play. He had 1 catch for 8 yards. Baylor Cup, 1 for 12. Jared Wiley, 1 for 6. So, yeah, the tight ends are fine. I think Kelsey, Jared Wiley, and Noah Gray are probably on there. Do they keep 4 and keep Irv Smith? You know, they have kept 4 tight ends in the past, so that wouldn't shock me if they did do that as here again as well. Next game up is going to be Seattle and Tennessee. So we'll start with the Seattle Seahawks side of the ball here. So Geno Smith did not play in this one. Sam Howell got the start and played the majority of the game. He went 11 for 14, 153 yards and a touchdown. Definitely a lot better than last week. So good to see Sam Howell out there running the offense really well. PJ Walker was the next guy through, 4 for 8, 38 yards. Those are going to be your 3 quarterbacks here for the Seahawks. Going to be Geno, Howell, and PJ Walker. Running backs, Kenny McIntosh, he's the one who got most of the run here for the running backs, and I thought he looked pretty good. He had a couple really nice runs, showed some nice burst. 8 for 46 on the ground there for McIntosh, and also had 2 catches for 17 yards. I would say he's probably locked in as the third running back here for the Seahawks this year. The other running backs, Kobe Lewis, 4 for -1. George Halani, 2 for 3. Kyrie Robinson only had a carry. So, you know, none of the other running backs even did anything. Obviously, Charbonnet, I think he's banged up right now, and they're not going to throw Ken Walker out there. Wide receivers, Aesop Winston Jr. had a nice touchdown catch from Sam Howell in the first quarter. 3 for 47 and a touchdown from him. Cody White, 1 for 33. Laviska Shenault, he was out there with the first team quite a bit. He had 3 for 27. Brady Russell, 2 for 22. Jake Bobo, 1 for 14. Derek Young, 1 for 5. So, yeah, a couple of nice some plays there. Obviously, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, JSN did not play. Jake Bobo is definitely their fourth receiver. And then we'll see what happens with this 5, 6, 7 receivers if they keep those guys. I would assume they probably keep Shenault just because of his versatility with returning probably and obviously being a veteran receiver. But I think Dwayne Eskridge, who did not play in this one, he's probably going to be cut, would be my guess right now. Tennessee, so Malik Willis drew the start in this one. He had 12 for 16, 116 yards, and 1 interception, had 4 carries for 30 yards. I thought Malik looked pretty decent. You know, he did make the 1 interception, but other than that, I thought Malik looked pretty good. He did hold on to the ball a little bit too long. Seattle was able to get to him a couple times for some sacks. But yeah, I think overall Malik Willis looked pretty good. You know, Mason Rudolph, you know what you're going to get. He's pretty accurate. 10 for 17, 125 yards and a touchdown from him. You know, Mason Rudolph is going to be the backup for this team. Malik Willis will be the third. Running back, so they gave a lot of run to Julius Chestnut in this one. I think just kind of to see if he could be a guy that they want to keep. 13 carries, 45 yards. 2 catches for 29 yards. So not a terrible outing. If they do keep a fourth running back, it would probably be Chestnut. Hassan Haskins, only 5 for 13. I believe Chestnut did play over him in this one. I think Haskins should have the third running back job locked up, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Chestnut over Haskins, so we'll see what happens there. Jabari Small, the UDFA out of Tennessee, 7 for 13 on the ground, and he had 4 catches for 24 yards too, so probably a guy that ends up on their practice squad, Jabari Small. Wide receivers here, so Jaquan Jackson, the rookie that they drafted, 4 for 57. David Martin Robinson, a UDFA, 3 for 38. Mason Kinsey, 2 for 29. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, he did catch the touchdown for Mason Rudolph, 2 for 20. But yeah, you know, their receiver core is pretty much set too. So obviously you're going to have Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins when he's healthy, Tyler Boyd, Treylon Burks, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine are going to be your top five. Jaquan Jackson probably makes the team as the sixth. And, you know, obviously he's a draft pick of theirs. Mason Kinsey they like too as a potential return guy. So we'll see what happens there with those last spots. And Kyle Phillips too, but Kyle Phillips did not record a catch in this one. So I'm not really interested in any of those back end Tennessee receivers, but we'll see what happens. Tight ends, so Josh Wiley, Chikonkwo did not have anything there. I think Bryce Oliver is the third tight end, 3 for 22. Yeah, nothing there for the Tennessee Titans tight ends, or from, yeah, Titans tight ends. Nothing that you should be looking at for your rosters. Colts and Indianapolis. So we'll start with the Colts side of the ball. Clayton Tune drew the start in this one. He was 8 for 10, 79 yards. He had 2 carries for 15 yards and had a 12-yard touchdown run. I mean, from everything that I've seen and read, that Clayton Tune's just been better than Desmond Ridder this offseason. Do they even keep Desmond Ridder? Do they try and trade him? Or do they, you know, just keep him as like the third quarterback to see what happens? I think it is a real possibility right now. Desmond Ridder was 6 for 10 for 71 yards, so it wasn't like he was completely awful, but he just doesn't... He doesn't have that playmaker ability in him, I don't think. He was one of the worst quarterbacks last year, and I just don't see any of that changing. Running backs, Trey Benson did get a lot of run in this one. He had 9 carries for 43 yards. Nothing in the receiving game, though. Amari DiMercato had 10 for 24. Tony Jones, 2 for 10. Michael Carter, 2 for 9. I would say right now, obviously, James Conner, Benson, and I believe DiMercato are the top three. Do they keep Michael Carter? Do they keep Tony Jones? DJ Dallas is there. They're probably going to keep DJ Dallas as the return guy. So that's your fourth. So Michael Carter could be available and 2 for 9 in this game. He had a catch for 15 yards. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep Michael Carter. That could be another guy that could be available after the cuts come down. Receivers, Andre Bacchelia, 2 for 27. He looked pretty decent. Xavier Weaver, the UDFA out of Colorado, he had a nice return and 2 catches for 27 yards. I think as a UDFA wide receiver, he's got a really legit shot to make this team as like the fifth or sixth wide receiver and be a return guy. Zach Pascal, the veteran, 2 for 18. Chris Moore is on this team, 1 for 16. Tawan Palmer, 1 for 15. I think he was a 7th round pick. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what wide receivers those Arizona Cardinals are going to keep in the back end. Tip Ryman, the tight end, he had a catch for 3 yards. Bernhard Senkovitz, 2 for 14. Yeah, Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr., none of those guys played in this one. On to the Colts. So Sam Ellinger drew the start in this one. He was 4 for 7, 38 yards, 2 carries for 21 yards, had a couple nice runs from Ellinger there, but it's Sam Ellinger. Like, these guys are literally fighting for the third quarterback job. We'll see what happens there. Jason Bean, the former Kansas quarterback, he looked the best of the quarterbacks, I thought. 7 for 9, 94 yards, did have 1 interception, 4 carries for 14 yards, and a touchdown run. He's an exciting player. I think regardless if Jason Bean makes the team or not, he's going to end up on their practice squad. I think that's a guy they keep. Keaton Slovis, who came in last, 8 for 11, 79 yards. I just didn't like what I saw from Keaton Slovis. He just didn't look comfortable out there. He was, you know, getting pressured a lot. It wasn't terrible, but I think probably not going to make this team, especially if they have 5 quarterbacks right now. Running backs. Xavier Scott, who came in towards the end, he had 11 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown. It was a nice little play. Tyler Goodson had a really nice touchdown run, 6 for 35 and a touchdown. Evan Hall, 4 for 26. Demetric Felton, 9 for 13. it's going to be interesting to see how many running backs they keep, especially with Sermon having a little bit of a hamstring injury right now. Do they keep four? It's going to be between Goodson and Hull, at least. If they keep four, both will make it. If not, it's the legit battle there between Goodson and Hull. Wide receivers, Laquon Treadwell. Yes, that Laquon Treadwell, 7 for 72, caught all seven of his targets. So nice. Could be like their sixth or seventh receiver. Jordan Murray, 1 for 30. Derek Slaywaka, 2 for 27. Tyree Cleveland, 1 for 22. Juwan Winfrey, 2 for 13. Anthony Gold, the rookie, had 1 for 5, but he fumbled it, so that wasn't good. DJ Montgomery, 1 for 6. Greg Ward, 1 for 7. So interesting names from the past there, that's for sure. Tight ends here. Do any other tight ends even catch a ball? They have like 17 tight ends. Eric Tomlinson, there you go. He's like the ninth tight end, 2 for 24. Interesting. Yeah, wide receiver wise, I mean, Josh Downs did suffer that ankle injury last week. He'll make the team, though. Hopefully he's back in time. But A.D. Mitchell, Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, who's been doing pretty decent, those are your top four. Ashton Doolin, who hasn't really played yet, does he make the team? DJ Montgomery, definitely one of their favorites. Anthony Gold, the rookie, that's probably your 6 or 7 that you're looking at there. Gold and Tyler Goodson have been returning kicks and punts, so I would assume Gold is going to make the team as the returner, and Goodson has a shot to be a kick returner as well. All right, let's go on to Washington and Miami, which was kind of a boring game for the most part. So Washington, obviously today, they did announce that Jaden Daniels is their starting quarterback. Then I'm recording this on Monday night. So Jaden Daniels is the starting quarterback. He went 10 for 12, 78 yards. Was kind of like a conservative game for him. Wasn't really taking any chances. 2 carries for 13 yards. Jeff Driskel came through next. 11 for 15, 82 yards. Driskel fighting for that third quarterback job. Trace McSorley, 11 for 21, 93 yards and a pick. Trace McSorley is the worst quarterback I've ever seen, so don't have to worry about him. Driskel had 4 carries for 45 yards, actually led the team in rushing there. Brian Robinson, 3 for 22 on the ground, so that was good to see. Michael Wiley, only 2 for 7. Austin Jones, 3 for 5. Chris Rodriguez, 1 for 3. So that running game just could not get going at all. Wide receiver wise, though, Marcus Arosemy, Jack Saint, the UDFA out of Georgia, led the team receiving, 2 for 33. Michael Wiley, the running back, 3 for 31 catching. So I think Michael Wiley, I don't know if he makes the team, but he's definitely going to be on the practice squad at the very minimum. Luke McCaffrey, 2 for 30. Terry McLaurin, 2 for 27. Jamison Crowder, 3 for 25. Davian Davis, 4 for 20. Diami Brown, 3 for 19. Olamide Zaccheaus, 2 for 9. Mitchell Tinsley, 2 for 8. Bryson Tremaine, 1 for 5. A lot of receiver catches here. So, man, what to make of the Commanders wide receiver room here? So I think it's going to be Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Diami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus. Those are going to be your top four. Luke McCaffrey will be on the roster, so that's a fifth guy. You know, Bryson Tremaine has had a really good camp. Do they keep the veteran Jamison Crowder? Does Rosemy Jack Saint make the team as a UDFA? I think that's to be seen, but there, a lot of those guys are just fighting for the sixth or seventh receiver spot. They also signed Martavis Bryant this week. He's back in the league, but I don't think he makes the team. Tight end. So Ben Sinnott had 1 catch for 10 yards in this one. Zach Ertz did not play. John Bates, there he is, 2 for 20. And I don't believe Cole Turner did have 3 targets and not get a catch out of any of them. But I would assume Zach Ertz, Ben Sinnott, and John Bates probably make the team. If they want to keep 4, I think Cole Turner would make the team. If not, Cole Turner probably gets cut. Miami side of the ball. So Skyler, Tua did start. Tua went 5 for 5, 51 yards, touchdown pass to River Craycraft. And then River Craycraft did end up getting hurt, so he's going to be out for a little bit. But yeah, Tua, obviously 5 for 5, perfect rating, 51 yards, touchdown. Good days of work. Good day of work there for Tua. Skylar Thompson came in next. He was 8 for 15, 61 yards. Mike White then came in 11 for 20, 116. So Mike White, better statistic wise here, but interesting to note that Skylar Thompson keeps going in as the quarterback too. Running back. So Chris Brooks led the way, 5 for 63. He had one, was a 59-yard run. He did get caught from behind, so he doesn't have like that breakaway speed like all these other Miami players do. But I think Chris Brooks, even with the Salvin Ahmed cut today, Chris Brooks is probably going to end up on the practice squad. Jalen Wright did not play in this game. Mostert did get 5 carries for 7 yards. A chain had 2 for 10. He also had 2 catches for 34 yards. Jeff Wilson, he did not play in this one either, but I think all those guys make the team. Jalen Wright, Devin Achane, Mostert, and Wilson. Wide receivers. So Eric Ezekiogbo led the team, 5 for 65. Definitely fighting for one of those back-end roster spots. River Craycraft, who I mentioned, did get hurt. Braylon Sanders, 2 for 17. Willie Snead, 1 for 13. Malik Washington, 1 for 4. We'd like to see Malik Washington do a little bit better. Braxton Berrios dropped a touchdown in the end zone that hit him right in the hands. That's about it from the receivers there. Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith was playing into the third quarter, which was interesting to me. He had 4 catches for 23 yards. Kind of made me think, is Jonnu Smith not the starter? Is he going to be splitting with Durham Smythe? That's one that's interesting to me. I'm going to have to watch on that. Tanner Connor, who had the big game last week, I didn't even see him get a target, so I don't know if he missed as well. Julian Hill, 1 for 8. But I would assume it's going to be Smythe, Jonnu Smith, and I would have guessed Tanner Connor makes his team as the third tight end. All right, next game up here is another super boring game, Steelers and Bills. This one will be quick, guys. Trubisky, 9 for 13, 86 yards on a pick, did get hurt. Buffalo is missing their second and third quarterbacks now. They signed Ben DiNucci and Anthony Brown, so that's going to be their backups right now. But Trubisky is going to be out for a couple weeks. Running back, so the running backs did pretty good in this one. Ray Davis led the way, 8 for 58. Really liked what I saw from Ray Davis in this one. Made a couple nice cuts. Ran really hard. Liked what I saw. Frank Gore, 8 for 41. He was solid. I thought he looked good. Darrington Evans had 7 for 37. James Cook, 6 for 25. So, yeah, a couple nice running back days there for them. Receivers, the receivers didn't do shit in this one. Keon Coleman had a catch for 12 yards. Zach Davidson had the 1 for 27. Quinton Morris, 2 for 20 from the tight end spot. That is literally it from the receivers, guys. On to the Steelers side of the ball. Both quarterbacks did that. And Russell Wilson ended up getting the start here. He was 8 for 10 for 47 yards. So very conservative, and if you watched Russell Wilson in this game, you know, the offensive line had to do a lot of work because he's holding on to the fucking ball way too long like he has been the last couple of years. And obviously, it's just Wilson and Fields who played this entire game against Buffalo, and they could only muster up 3 goddamn points. I'm not saying the Steelers' season is over or anything crazy like that, but man, Russell Wilson just doing a lot of the same shit again. And Fields, Fields looked okay, looked fine, but it's a very uninspiring offense. I don't know. I don't know what to think of the Steelers right now. This was kind of just a concerning game for me. Like, I know Russell Wilson is just getting back to practicing and stuff, but You know, another Arthur Smith offense, uninspiring. You know, Jaylen Warren got hurt in this game. He's going to miss probably a month with his hamstring injury. I don't know. Very disappointing from the Steelers. Anyways, Russell Wilson, like I said, 8 for 10, 47 yards. Justin Fields, 11 for 17, 92. Fields had 8 carries for 42 yards. Yeah, I think it's a legit competition still between these two to see who's going to start day one. So we'll see what happens. Running backs, Najee Harris, 4 for 17. Daywon Edwards, 2 for 6. I mentioned Jaylen Warren. He got hurt. Cordarrelle Patterson got a carry. LaMichael Perine, 6 for 20. Yeah, nothing great there from the running backs. Receiving, you know, Des Fitzpatrick led the team, 2 for 32. Van Jefferson, 3 for 19. Scotty Miller, 3 for 18. Just fucking woof, man. This whole Steelers team is... just looks like shit right now. And very uninspiring. Like I said, this game was going to be fast because it was ugly to watch. Just even the highlights of this game. Next game up here, we're going to go to another kind of ugly game between the Jets and Panthers. So Jets side of the ball, the starter was Andrew Peasley. 7 for 11, 33 yards. He had 4 rushes for 25 yards. I didn't think he looked terrible. I thought he looked pretty decent in some of his throws, but, you know, obviously it's not Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor. And Jordan Travis is better than him and Adrian Martinez, so I think these guys are just kind of fighting for a practice squad spot. Martinez, I'll mention him, 7 for 17, 16-7 yards and a pick. Not an NFL quarterback, in my opinion. Running back, so Izzy Abanikanda, he was playing into the third quarter here, 6 for 29. Braylon Allen, 8 for 27. Isaiah Davis was out there with the first team quite a bit, 4 for 14. Deion Jackson, 2 for 12. Xavien Valade, 3 for 6. Abanikanda did have a nice little 12-yard run that showed some nice burst, but... he's fighting for the fourth running back job. Braylon Allen's locked in as the two. Isaiah Davis, like, they were using him quite a bit in receiving work, to pass block, trusted him with this first unit, even though it was Andrew Peasley. But I thought Isaiah Davis looked pretty good. I think he's probably got the third running back job locked up. Abanikanda, if they keep four, would be the fourth guy. Receivers, Lance McCutcheon, 2 for 25. Brandon Smith, 2 for 11. Malachi Corley, he was playing with the first team, 2 for 10. Jason Brownlee, 1 for 6. Yeah, nothing special here from the receivers. Tight ends, Anthony Firkser, 1 for 21. I don't even think he makes the team. Kenny Yeboah, 1 for 5. Maybe as the third tight end. Nothing great there. And then, oh man, the Panthers quarterbacks. So Jack Plummer started again, 11 for 18, 42 yards. Just very conservative offense with no Bryce Young, no Andy Dalton. They were just kind of going through the motions here. And yeah, Jack Plummer is not it. Jake Luton, 2 for 2, 19 yards. He didn't do much. So yeah, nothing there from quarterbacks. Running backs. You know, Dylan Johnson, 18 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown. Then he got cut today. So do with that what you will. Leading receiver was Jatavion Sanders, 2 for 22. Terrace Marshall, 2 for 14. Yeah, I mean, you can't take anything away from the Panthers-Jets game. It was fucking hideous, to be honest. Next game up here is going to be Chargers and Rams. Another shitty game, to be honest with you. So Rams side, Stetson Bennett started the whole game again, 17 for 31, 213 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Better than last week. The pick was pretty awful again. I believe it was a pick six, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was not. I'm sorry. But he did throw a touchdown in the fourth quarter to JJ Lapp, a 47-yard strike. That was a really nice pass from him. Jordan Whittington, he kind of led the team in receiving again, 5 for 52. Xavier Smith, 5 for 45. So I think those guys, you know, Whittington's going to make the team for sure. Xavier Smith, I think he's got a shot to be like the last receiver. on this team. Both of them looked pretty good, especially Jordan Whittington, man. He continues to make plays when he's out there. I don't think he's going to be a regular contributor over like DeMarcus Robinson or anything like that, or Tutu Atwell. But if, you know, something happens to a lot of these, you know, they get two or three injuries there, Jordan Whittington could go out there and do like what Ben Skowronek used to do, you know, something like that. Jordan Whittington can definitely fit in there. Running backs, same as last week. Zach Evans and Boston Scott got all the carries. So Zach Evans led it in this one, 16 for 62. Boston Scott, 10 for 55. Obviously, Boston Scott was a little bit better here. I just don't know if Zach Evans even makes the team. And then the tight ends, Nikolai Kalinic, 2 for 34. But he's, you know, he ain't going to make the team either. Chargers. So they did cut Max Duggan today. So Max Duggan is gone from the Chargers. Easton Stick, 8 for 13. Had another terrible pick. Easton Stick sucks, guys. He's fucking awful. Luis Perez, 13 for 20, 78 yards. I think this team needs to sign Ryan Tannehill or get one of these backup quarterbacks that ends up getting cut, because Easton Stick is not it. Running back wise, so Kamani Vidal played a little bit more in this one. He had 11 carries for 49 yards. I thought he was okay. Jarrett Patterson, 4 for 10. They've liked what they've seen from him. Isaiah Spiller and Elijah Dotson. Yeah, Isaiah Spiller's not doing it. I'm cutting him everywhere. If I even still had any remnants of him on my teams, Isaiah Spiller is just, he's not it. You know, in receiving game, nobody really did anything. So, Semi Vahoko, 2 for 52. Jarrett Patterson, 5 for 28. This one's very concerning. Quentin Johnston, 1 for 19, but that catch was in the deep, deep third quarter. What the fuck is your first-round pick from last year doing out there in the third quarter? Like, that just... Quentin Johnston is not going to be a part of this offense this year again. Bust. Sorry to say it, he's a bust. Ladd McConkey did play in this one. He had a catch for 5 yards. Darius Davis, 1 for 4. Brendan Rice had 2 targets, dropped them both. Cornelius Johnson, same thing. This Chargers offense is just lacking skill, is what it is. They're lacking a lot of skill. It's a lot of very fringe NFL players getting out there to play right now. It's ugly. Tight ends, you know, Hayden Hurst didn't play. Will Disley had a catch for 4 yards. That's about it from the tight ends. I don't even see any of the other tight ends that made a play. Yeah, Chargers are just, they're looking awful right now. All right, let's go to Tampa Bay and the Jags. So we'll start here on the Tampa Bay side. So Kyle Trask started. I thought he looked solid, 12 for 1,908 yards and a touchdown. You know, Kyle Trask is never going to be anything that lights up the scoreboard, but I think if he ever got in there and just had to run the offense, he'd be okay. He'd be an average NFL quarterback. John Wolford, 7 for 14, 52 yards. Probably going to be the quarterback 3 here. Running back Sean Tucker, I thought he had a really nice game, 4 for 32 rushing the ball. Had a couple nice runs there for Sean Tucker, including a nice 21-yard run. Followed his blocks really well. Good cutback. Nice play there from Sean Tucker. Bucky Irving started, 6 for 26. You know, kind of like when you watch Bucky Irving at Oregon, like you just saw like this like electric kind of these movements, kind of like a LeSean McCoy would used to do. Not as good as LeSean McCoy, but I don't know. In this one, he just kind of looks slower compared to like the NFL guys. So that's something I want to watch. But he did, you know, did decent with his couple runs that he did have. You know, Rashad White did not play in this one. Wide receivers, Cody Thompson led the receivers here, 5 for 66 and a touchdown catch from Kyle Trask. I don't know if Cody Thompson makes the roster, maybe as the last guy, but nothing good there. Trey Palmer had a nice catch for 10 yards. Jalen McMillan, 1 for 6. Nothing great there. Evans and Godwin did not play. Tight ends, Tanner New, 5 for 33. Devin Culp, 2 for 18. Obviously, Cade Otton did not play either. Jag, so Mac Jones got the start, and this is definitely Mac Jones' best game that he has played in a while. 16 for 23, 210 yards, and two touchdown passes. Really nice game there from Mac Jones. Definitely the best game I've seen him play in a long time. So I think he finally got his shit together. Looking back on track, C.J. Beathard finished up the game. He was 5 for 7 for 40 yards. Jaguars, like, second and third offensive lines weren't great, though. Mac and Beathard were getting pressured. So that's a little bit of a concern if there are some injuries to that offensive line. But both, I thought both played pretty good. So running backs, Gary Brightwell had some nice runs later in the game, 9 for 43. Do I think he makes the roster? No. Tank Bigsby, though, probably one of his best games as a pro. 10 for 37, not terrible, but 3 for 19 catching the ball, too. Bigsby just, he moved well, moved forward, caught the ball well, had some nice cuts. Tank Bigsby definitely looked like he should have coming out of last year. So I think Tank Bigsby is at least on track to, you know, help out this year and not be a total fucking zero like he was last year. D'Ernest Johnson, 3 for 12. D'Ernest Johnson, I think he makes the team again. He's a good player. Jalen Jackson, the UDFA, 8 for 24 in this one. Wide receivers, Austin Trammell, 4 for 75. He led the team in receiving. Really nice game from him. You know, one of those fringe wide receivers, probably going to be on the practice squad if I had to guess. Parker Washington caught the first touchdown from Mac Jones, 3 for 38, touchdown over the middle. Really nice play from Parker Washington. And then, let's see here, Brevin Easton, 2 for 33 and a touchdown. Devin Duvernay had a really nice catch, 1 for 15. Brian Thomas, 1 for 14. Denzel Mims, he's still alive, 1 for 7. Josh Cephas, a UDFA I really like, 1 for 7. After, like, Brian Thomas, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Devin Duvernay, Parker Washington, it's going to be interesting to see who the Jags would keep as, like, their sixth receiver. I would think it's Josh Cephas, but he hasn't had, like, that big blow-up game yet, so we'll have to see there. Tight ends here. Evan Engram didn't play. Brenton Strange not out there. So, yeah, I don't really have too much there on the Jags tight ends for you. All right. Next game up here is Dallas and the Raiders. So, this was a pretty decent game to watch. A lot of good highlights here. So, Cooper Rush did get the start here. He went 1 for 3, 6 yards. I think he played... I think he might have played two drives, but only threw the ball one time, or completed one pass for 3 yards, or three attempts for 6 yards, sorry. After that, it gave way to Trey Lance, who played pretty much the rest of the game. 15 for 23, 151 yards, and one touchdown pass. He also had 7 carries for 34 yards and a touchdown run. Definitely one of Trey Lance's better games so far. Rushing the ball, you know, he ran it pretty good, threw it pretty decently. Yeah, I thought Trey Lance looked pretty good in this one, a lot better than he did last week. Deuce Vaughn led the rushing, 5 for 34. Royce Freeman, 7 for 32. Malik Davis, 5 for 14. Snoop Connor, 5 for 15. So you can't really gain too much there from the running backs. I know Zeke and Dowdle will be in there after that. If I had to guess, I think Royce Freeman is the 3, and the 4 probably is Deuce Vaughn. I don't think the other guys are going to make the team, or they're going to go to the practice squad. Receivers, so Racy McMath had a nice play at the end of the game, 3 for 54, but that was a lot of the fourth quarter damage. Ryan Flournoy, he's the one who caught the touchdown from Trey Lance, 4 for 23 and a touchdown. Calvin Harmon, 2 for 18. And, yeah, Jalen Tolbert caught one for 6. None of the other receivers caught anyone. Tight end John Stevens Jr., he had two catches for 16 yards. I think he has a legit shot to make it as maybe the third tight end. Luke Schoonmaker, 2 for 13. Nice to see him catching a couple balls as well. Raiders. So today they did announce Gardner Minshew is going to be the starter week one. He did start in this one. He went 10 for 21 for 95 yards. I thought he looked all right. Wasn't bad. I wonder if this was a Devontae Adams call. Who would you rather have between Minshew and O'Connell? So I wouldn't be surprised if that happened too. Carter Bradley, he finished up the game, 8 for 13, 56 yards. Aiden O'Connell came in towards the end of the second quarter. He went 14 for 20, 96 yards, a touchdown, and a bad pick six. And if I had to guess, that probably cost Aiden O'Connell the starting job, that pick six. It was a right to the Dallas guy, bad throw behind his receiver. I think that that pick six probably cost O'Connell the starting job, and that'll go with Minshew to start the year. Running backs, Zamir White had a couple of nice carries on the opening drive, 4 for 23. Alex Madison, 5 for 15. Dylan Lobb, 3 for 8. Nothing to really report there on the running backs. Receivers, the one I want to mention is Trey Tucker, man. 3 for 66, 48 yards was his long. Had a couple punt returns that were pretty nice too. Trey Tucker, definitely a little playmaker, man. He is going to be somebody who's going to have a couple of really nice long touchdowns this year. So if you're in a best ball league, a deep best ball league, and you need somebody towards the end of your draft, Trey Tucker's your guy. He's going to make some touchdowns this year, absolutely, as their third receiver. Christian Wilkerson, 3 for 35. DJ Turner, 5 for 31. That's really it from the wide receivers here that matter. Tight ends, Michael Mayer had 3 for 16. Harrison Bryant, 3 for 15. And he caught the touchdown from Aiden O'Connell there in the third quarter. Brock Bowers, I'm pretty sure he didn't play. I didn't see him out there. But yeah, that's what the Raiders are going to do this year. They're going to go with Minshew. You know, they paid him a little bit more. We'll see what happens there. But ultimately, in super flex leagues, both of them need to be owned because they're both going to play this year is what it's going to boil down to here. All right, we got two games left here. Let's go with the 49ers and the Saints on this one. So we'll start with the Saints side of the ball here. Derek Carr did start, 7 for 9, 47 yards. You know, it was pretty much just a conservative attack here. Spencer Rattler was the next guy through. He went 4 for 8, 27 yards. Nothing great there either. And then Jake Haener finished it up 7 for 13 for 76 yards. These are probably your three quarterbacks here for the Saints this year. So Rattler probably is the backup in my opinion. Running backs, Jordan Mims, 10 for 37. Jamal Williams started, 5 for 32. James Robinson, 5 for 27. Taysom Hill actually got running back carries there with Derek Carr. So I think they're going to plan on using Taysom Hill as a running back a little bit this year more too. So he had 5 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown. So expect to see a little bit more Taysom Hill as a running back this year. Wide receivers, Mason Fairchild led the team, 3 for 31. Chris Olave, 3 for 26. A.T. Perry, who was still playing into the fourth quarter, 2 for 24. Bub Means, 2 for 16. He was playing with Derek Carr. That's about it for the wide receivers that really matter to us. But, yeah, it was interesting to see A.T. Perry playing deep into the game like that. Tight ends, Foster Moreau, 1 for 7. Obviously, Juwan Johnson is still hurt coming back from that foot injury. 49ers, so Brock Purdy started 2 for 6, 11 yards. So nothing special. But while he was out there, Cody Schrader was the guy that was starting with him and doing some pass blocking as well. So, I don't know if they trust Cody Schrader. Maybe Cody Schrader's somebody that we need to keep on to make this team. But it was nice to see Cody Schrader was out there with Brock Purdy in the first team offense. Next up was Josh Dobbs, 12 for 21, 133 yards. He also ran the ball three times, 25 yards, and had the touchdown run. Dobbs is looking better and better each week. I think he's definitely going to make the team. They really like Brandon Allen, 7 for 10, 36 yards. Tanner Mordecai, 4 for 6, 44 yards. I think Mordecai probably goes to the practice squad. They really do like Brandon Allen, so I think he makes the team. Running backs, but Schrader started 7 for 15, so he didn't like tear up the scoreboard here, but I wanted to note that he was out there as the first team running back. Matt Breida came in next, 7 for 24. Keyshawn Vaughn had 2 for 12, so nothing special there. Jordan Mason didn't play. Elijah Mitchell, CMC, still hurt. Wide receivers, Jacob Cowing, he had a couple of nice catches, 4 for 51. He's definitely going to make the team for them. Ronnie Bell, 2 for 15. Danny Gray had a catch at the end, 1 for 13. That's it from the receivers. No, obviously no Ayuk, no Debo, no Juwan Jennings, no Ricky Pearsall. So we'll see what happens there with the receiver spot. Tight ends, though. Cameron Latu, 3 for 30. Braden Willis, 3 for 24. I don't know if Cameron Latu is going to make this team. I think Braden Willis is a better player. So we'll see what happens there once cutdowns happen for the 49ers. All right, next game up here and is going to be our last game is Green Bay and Denver. So Green Bay side of the ball, you know, none of the starters played, so there's not really too much to gain here. Sean Clifford started 6 for 10, 43 yards and a pick. Michael Pratt, 10 for 16, 52 yards. I still maintain that Pratt's a better player, but Clifford's probably the backup right now. Emmanuel Wilson led the team in rushing, 13 for 41. I think Emmanuel Wilson should make the team as the fourth running back, but this team never keeps that many running backs. So we'll see if he does make the team or not. If anything, he'll end up on the practice squad, absolutely. Malik Heath, 3 for 22. Samari Toure, 2 for 17. Bo Melton, 2 for 10. Like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing to gain there from the receivers or tight ends. They didn't do shit. Broncos. So Bo Nix started. Bo Nix was great again. 8 for 9, 80 yards, touchdown. He just gets the ball out quickly, distributes it. He does exactly what Sean Payton wants him to do. Bo Nix is going to be the starter pretty easily. Jarrett Stidham, I thought he played pretty well. 7 for 11, 65 yards and a pick. The pick was on a batted ball that went like 3,000 feet in the air, and Green Bay came down with it. So I'm not worried about that pick. Zach Wilson, 2 for 6, 29 yards, and a touchdown there at the end. Javonte Williams started. I thought he looked really good running the ball, 3 for 17. Jaleel McLaughlin came in, 3 for 17 as well. Aldrick Estime, 4 for 14. Samaje Perine, 5 for 16. Blake Watson, 6 for 20. So they're obviously not going to keep five running backs. One of these guys is going to end up getting cut or traded, and the other one probably goes to the practice squad. Receivers, Tim Patrick, he caught the touchdown pass from Bo Nix, 4 for 30, touchdown, played with the first team. Dulcich, 2 for 27. Cortland Sutton had a really nice catch, 1 for 23. Javonte Williams caught a ball, 1 for 15. That was a nice play. Estime, 1 for 7. Yeah, I mean, just kind of looking at the Broncos receiving core here, I think you're going to have Sutton. You're going to have Josh Reynolds. You're going to have probably Tim Patrick makes the team because he's kind of a leader type. Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin probably make the team. Do they keep seven and keep Lil Jordan Humphrey and Brandon Johnson? It's a possibility. We'll have to see there. I think Dulcich is going to be the tight end that matters here. Troutman's going to be in there. Lucas Kroll will be in there. Those are your three tight ends. But it sounds like Dulcich is healthy. Dulcich is going to have a good role this year. So if you're in a deep, you know, best ball underdog draft, I think Dulcich is a great last pick for you to kind of see what happens there. So Greg Dulcich, somebody I would pick up. All right, we just went through all the games this week, gave you guys some of my thoughts about what I've seen from all the games. hopefully you guys are paying attention to the waiver wires here. This is the time to start hitting those waiver wires. Every single week, make sure you're picking up the right guys. Make sure you're picking up, you know, these guys are going to help your roster. And get rid of these guys that, I'm telling you, aren't going to make teams, or they're absolutely dog shit, or doesn't fit your roster construction. You know, roster construction is a big thing right now, too. So make sure you guys are looking at that. Get those rosters ready here for week one. We're coming up on that. We'll be back next week. Wrap up a little bit of week three. I will have Scott Connor on here in the next week or two. We're going to break down every single depth chart like we always do every single year. So look forward to that episode. So appreciate you guys listening if you made it this far. Do it again here next week. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of a guest and help me out here a little bit. But good stuff here as always. At Eric Vanek NFL on Twitter, at America's Game Pod on Twitter as well, at South Harmon FF on Twitter and YouTube. Make sure you guys follow us there, subscribe, rate and review, all that good stuff. A lot of good stuff coming up here for the season, so I'm excited. We're getting super close now, guys. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So with that this week, guys, I appreciate it. We'll see you next week for episode number 57.